Participant Information Sheet. Name of Department. Strathclyde Institute of Pharmacy and Biomedical Sciences. Title of the study. Co-design of a website of assistive technologies, products for use by older people with visual and or hearing impairment to support the safe and effective use of medicines. What is the purpose of this research? We are developing a website that can be searched to identify products that help older people who have visual and or hearing impairment to manage their medicines, such as timers, reminders, medicine separators, blister packs, and smart devices. We anticipate that website will be used by health and social care professionals, older people with sensory impairment, and carers and family members. To ensure that the website is designed and presented in an accessible and user-friendly manner for all users, we are inviting participants to help develop and test the website. Do I have to take part? No. Participation in this study is entirely voluntary, and even if you agree to participate, you can always change your mind later. What will you do in the project? You will participate in up to 3 sessions. These can take the form of group workshops or one-to-one meetings, either in person or online. Workshops may include a mixture of participants, including health and social care professionals, charity representatives, older people with sensory impairments, and carers. In-person workshops will take place either on University Campus, Glasgow, or at the location hosted by specific partners, such as health centres, community, or charity venues. The location and format of the workshops will be based on your preferences. 1 introductory meeting, up to 60 minutes. 2 workshops, up to 3 hours in total, for example, maximum of 90 minutes each. During each session, you will test and review a draft website and you will be asked for your opinions on its ease of use, as well as areas for improvement. No specialised or technical knowledge is required. Please note, workshops will be recorded. Participants will be eligible for a gift voucher for participating in the study. Why have I been invited to take part? You have been identified as someone with an interest or relevance to our study. You are either someone with visual and or hearing impairment and or you care for or have a family member with visual and or hearing impairment and or you are a health or social care professional or someone from a charity or organisation for whom this study is relevant. What are the potential risks to me in taking part? We do not anticipate any risks. You can withdraw from the study at any time without giving a reason, and any information which has been collected from you that has not been anonymised will be used and will be securely destroyed. If you have a sensory impairment, that is visual and or hearing, you can bring someone to accompany you during any of the sessions. The study will also be overseen by a research team whose members will support participants when needed, such as providing help navigating buildings to attend workshops. What information is being collected in the project? We will collect some personal information, for example, age, gender, type, severity, and duration of visual and or hearing impairment, if applicable. For health and social care professionals, we will collect information about your role, the sector in which you are based, and whether you have undertaken any training related to visual and or hearing impairment. The purpose of collecting this information is to characterise the participants and to ensure older people with sensory impairments meet our inclusion criteria regarding age. We will also collect contact details, such as email or a telephone number, to keep you informed of the study and arrange your attendance at workshops. The information that you provide will only be used by the research team for the purpose of this study. We want to seek your opinions and perceptions about a draft website. We will audio record these interactions with your permission. The data collected during this study will be analysed and once complete will be deleted following university protocol. Data will be anonymised and any personal information or information that may be used to identify you will not be included in the research without your explicit consent. Direct quotations of statements made during the study by participants may be used and published in appropriate publications. If used, all quotes would be anonymised to remove any association with you and your name will never be used in any publications without your explicit consent. The University of Strathclyde is registered with the Information Commissioner's Office, who implements the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, 2018. All personal data on participants will be processed in accordance with the provisions of the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, 2018. Who will have access to the information? Only the research team will have access to this data. Any publicly published data will be fully anonymised, and your name will never be used in any publication without your explicit consent. Where will the information be stored, and how long will it be kept for? Any physical information, such as drawings or written notes, made during the study will be kept in a locked location within the University of Strathclyde until digitised. The originals will then be shredded and recycled in accordance with university protocol. Any digital information, including scanned copies, notes and audio recordings, will be securely stored on the university's local encrypted storage drive. Any recordings made during this study will only be recorded with permission and on university-provided hardware, and will be securely stored on the university's local encrypted storage drive. What happens next? If you have any questions, please ask the researcher. If you need any additional assistance, such as larger font or an audio version of this form, please advise the researcher of your specific needs. If you wish to participate in this study, please complete the consent form on the last page. If you have decided that you do not wish to take part in this study, do not complete the consent form. You do not have to explain why, just inform the researcher of your decision. Researcher contact details. Dr. David Kernahan. Email david.kernahan@strath.ac.uk. Chief Investigator Details. Professor Margaret Mags Watson. Email margaret.watson@strath.ac.uk. This research was granted ethical approval by the University of Strathclyde Ethics Committee. Application number UEC 2475. If you have any questions or concerns during or after the research, or wish to contact an independent person to whom any questions may be directed or further information may be sought from, please contact the Secretary to the University Ethics Committee, Research and Knowledge Exchange Services, University of Strathclyde, Graham Hills Building, 50 George Street, Glasgow, G11QE, or telephone 0141 548 3707, or email on ethics@strath.ac.uk. Thank you for listening.